So I want you to picture the global geopolitical climate right now as like a malfunctioning pressure cooker.
Oh, that is a great way to put it.
Right. Like when the diplomatic release valve gets completely stuck, well, that explosive pressure inevitably blows out the weakest pipes in our global system, which right now is our physical infrastructure. So welcome to this deep dive into our weekly report, Awakening the Sleeping Giant, for the week of April 27.
Yeah, and we can clearly see exactly where that explosive steam is escaping right now. I mean, our mission today is really to deliver this high-level, fast-paced overview of the week's signals, patterns, and threads.
And we're pulling entirely from alternative sources and files, yeah.
Exactly, yeah. We are totally bypassing the mainstream narratives to show you what is actually really straining the system.
And that strain, it starts right at the energy spigot, doesn't it?
It really does. I mean, the files this week detail the total collapse of U.S. and Iran talks over in Islamabad. They failed without any framework at all.
Which immediately puts the Strait of Hormuz back in play.
Right, as a massive strategic choke point, which is critical because, you know, that strait handles roughly 20% of the world's oil.
Wow, 20%.
Yeah. And with maritime protection suddenly faltering, these reports are noting this massive shift in capital. Investors are realizing this isn't some quick fix, so they are moving their money into long-term, duration-based positioning.
Just to protect themselves.
Exactly, against prolonged instability. Add to that a really bizarre cluster of global refinery fires popping up everywhere from Texas to Russia, and you have a severe physical squeeze on energy.
Wait, hold on though.
Yeah.
I have a hard time believing that, like, a diplomatic failure in Islamabad means my grocery store runs out of food. I mean,
Yeah.
does energy scarcity immediately guarantee a food crisis?
Unfortunately, yes. It's a brutal math problem that the sources actually call a fertilizer cliff.
A fertilizer cliff.
Yeah, because modern industrial agriculture relies almost completely on synthetic nitrogen fertilizer, and creating that requires immense amounts of natural gas. So when energy gets choked off, fertilizer gets impossibly expensive. The files note that right now, 70% of U.S. farmers simply cannot afford it.
Wait, 70%? That's not just a statistic. That is the literal price of your groceries doubling in the next 6 months.
Precisely. And the cascading physical effects are huge. Take the U.S. cattle herd, which these sources point out is shrinking to its lowest size since 1951.
1951.
Yeah. When farmers can't afford to fertilize the feed crops, the feed gets too expensive and they're forced to cull their herds. Or look at Florida orange production, which has seen a 95% drop.
95%. That is insane.
It is. Without the chemical inputs to fend off disease and nourish the groves, these highly intensive crops just fail.
Okay, so if we are facing this catastrophic energy and food bottleneck, the obvious question is, why aren't we innovating our way out of it? And before we dive into these next files, and as a quick reminder to you listening, we are neutrally reporting these highly politically charged claims from the source material. We're not endorsing any viewpoints here.
Right, just conveying the fascinating ideas in the texts.
Exactly. But the research points to a much darker reason. They suggest we actually do have the technology to solve this, but it's being violently suppressed.
Yeah, the documents map out this hidden war that is violently spilling into public view. They highlight the recent assassination attempt on Donald Trump at the White House Correspondents' Dinner.
Oh, right.
Mainstream narratives paint suspect Cole Allen's motive as standard political violence. But these alternative files theorize something completely different.
So, not left versus right politics.
No, they argue it was a desperate attempt to halt an exploding, quiet investigation into 11 aerospace scientists who have recently turned up dead or missing.
Okay, wait. How does this tie into the sudden death of UFO researcher David Wilcock? Because he was investigating very similar, highly sensitive areas.
According to these sources, they're entirely connected. They view these events as a coordinated silencing of truth tellers right as major disclosures loom. For example, the files point to 46 hidden Pentagon tapes,
Showing what exactly?
reportedly showing full-color, high-speed submerged crafts.
Wow. Crafts that clearly aren't running on natural gas or synthetic nitrogen.
Exactly. And it goes deeper. There are claims outlined here that Trump is preparing to declassify 6,000 suppressed Nikola Tesla patents.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, these supposedly involve actual free energy technologies.
Which is wild because those patents were reviewed 83 years ago by his own uncle, Dr. John G. Trump, right?
Yes, exactly. It's a massive full circle moment.
Which really leaves you with a massive, provocative thought to chew on. Like, if global stability currently depends entirely on managing resource scarcity, you know, like those oil choke points and the fertilizer cliff. What would happen if even one of these suppressed free energy technologies was actually proven real?
Right. Would it save our crumbling infrastructure, or would it just shatter the entire power structure overnight?
Exactly. Well, thank you for joining us on this deep dive. As you keep your eye on that malfunctioning pressure cooker, we want to close this review of the week's signals and threads by reminding you to move forward with gratitude, discernment, and patience.